A lot of difficult decisions being made by a lot of businesses and organizations, and probably one of the toughest ones was deciding to cancel this year's Blue Water Fest. Joining us right now is the Port Huron City Manager, James Freed. James, good morning.
Hey, Paul. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. This was not an easy decision to make, was it?
No, it's probably one of the most difficult decisions we've had to make in quite some time. And there's the reason for it is we're completely confident we're going to be out of this by summertime. I'm confident. I think most of the experts are as well. The issue becomes is Blue Water Fest costs between $130,000 and $150,000 a year. And we typically raise that money throughout the year, especially in early spring. So February, March, April is our strongest fundraising time to lock up sponsorships. And to be quite frank, it would be grossly inappropriate for us to reach out to some of our top sponsors when we know they're using that money elsewhere, either to pay their workers or to do worker relief funds or at some of the hospitals and to take care of the patients. It just would be an inappropriate time to raise money. And the issue becomes is it's hard to lock up contracts. The staging, the lighting, the fencing contracts, the security firms, all that is done months in advance. And we are unable to do that. So Blue Water Fest in its current scope, it just can't go forward. It would be inappropriate to try. And to be honestly, all of our city resources need to be committed to business relief and recovery and getting us through this conclusion of this epidemic. So all of our city resources are focused on providing essential services, and all of the DDA resources are going to be placed on economic development and recovery. We're working a lot with the SBA Association of Michigan, working with local banks, and having numerous phone conferences with our business community to know what their needs are, because we want to make sure our businesses come out of this and survive. That's really our focus right now.
Yeah, I did, on social media when the news broke yesterday, saw people saying, oh my gosh, they canceled boat night or they canceled the boat race. Those are separate things. People, if there's a boat race and there's going to be a boat race, there will definitely be a boat night. People will be out and having a good time the night before the Mackinac race.
And I'm confident. I spoke with the mayor yesterday, and we're confident we'll cobble something together. It's just not going to be the same scope, but we're going to cobble something together to celebrate. It just won't be the full scope of a full Blue Water Fest. It may just be a one night activity or something like that, but we'll do something. I agree with you. Boat night is a Port Huron tradition that will not fall ill to this pandemic.
No, I was telling people when we weren't able to have the pub crawl on the St. Patrick's Day parade, I said, well, at least I'll see you on boat night if I don't see you before then, because we definitely enjoy that. And let's face it, we're going to be ready for a party this summer.
If it takes that long, I tell you what, it's been getting cooped up. I have my wife and my toddler here, and I have a home office. So I have a secure wormhole to my office where I can do work from my laptop at home. I do Zoom meetings with my department heads. And the whole time, I got a toddler running around. And, it's like, oh.
It's different.
It's different than sipping coffee in my morning at 7 a.m. in my office every morning at 7 a.m. I can tell you that much.
No doubt about it. James, we appreciate the update. Hang in there. We'll talk again real soon.
I hope people are finding the good in this. You know, we're working from home. We've all had huge economic hurts in the last couple weeks, but at least we're home with our families. I mean, if I had to be, stuck with anyone, it's with my wife and my kid, and these are the, important times in her life, and here we are for, a couple weeks, a month, spending a lot of time with our families, and I think there are blessings in disguises, and we need to see the goodness.
Yep, it's just a matter of perspective. We need to change that once in a while. James, appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
Yes, stay home, stay safe, save lives.
Hang in there. Bye-bye.